Ladies and gentlemen, I have a vision of our future. A vision filled with beautiful canopy roads, pristine lakes and rivers, and a place with the perfect mix of urban sprawl and small-town charm with southern hospitality.
We should be promoting organic agriculture.
For some candidates like Martha Lang and Ryan Terrell, local election forums like WFSU-TV's Bandwagon are the only opportunity for them to get their message out to the public. Here's Evan Power and Will Helmick.
And we can add to this district by increasing the funding and looking for new grant opportunities, creating a website to reach out to the people and help to educate the people.
So it's about the synergy of both the animals and people in the environment of Leon County coming together.
All these candidates want to change the world one synergetic, sprawling, green, eco-friendly farm at a time. And they're all running for the Leon County Soil and Water Conservation District. But in reality, the position tends to act as just an advisory board on conservation issues and wields very little power. Even current board member Wayne Burt questions the quality of service the board is able to actually provide.
Is it best served as it is today, or would it be best served to, the responsibilities go to another group? I certainly believe that would be a fair discussion for my fellow supervisors who sit on the district.
The districts were created by the federal government in 1936. Back then, its main goal was to combat water management issues brought on by the Dust Bowl droughts that devastated much of the Midwest and Southwest portions of the country. Burst says conservation districts may be out of date, but try telling that to Blas Gomez, who's running for re-election.
During my service on the district, I have demonstrated my passion, commitment, and dedication to the conservation and preservation of our most valuable resources.
Also running in these races is Lauren Pratt, Tabitha Frazier, Bill Howell, and Phyllis Bosch-Smith. There are 64 water and soil conservation boards in the state of Florida. There are currently 3 seats up for re-election this November in Leon County, with 3 candidates running in each race. As a board supervisor, members receive no salary during their 4-year terms. For WFSU-FM, I'm Stephen Rodriguez.